Moncrief on News Talk.
A new walking trend has been gaining popularity online, Japanese walking, that many have been calling high intensity walking. It's based on interval style bursts of fast and slow walking. So far, it has shown promising health benefits, not to mention it being very convenient. All you need is a stopwatch and somewhere to walk. I'm joined now on the line by Fiona Skelly, a lecturer in physical activity and health, to discuss this further. Afternoon, Fiona.
Hi, Fionnuala. Thanks so much for having me.
Explain again, what exactly is Japanese walking, just for anyone who's coming to us a bit late?
Well, this particular style of walking that they're calling Japanese walking, it's essentially doing 3 minutes of higher intensity walking where you're getting your heart rate up and your breathing rate up, but to a level where you could talk to someone but not maybe hold like a full conversation. And then you alternate between 3 minutes of then just lower intensity gentle walking where you would be at a pace that you could talk. And it's just, I think the Japanese style is just that they're sticking to this 3 minutes on, 3 minutes off kind of technique. But overall, this style of interval walking or exercise, I wouldn't say it's completely new. It's definitely something that's been around for a while.
So what do you think is the inspiration behind this kind of new go at it, for want of a better word? Why are people kind of, why is it taking off so much?
I do think there's lots of new like trends, and like exercise and fitness is getting a lot of publicity and hype over the last maybe months and years, which is excellent. And I love to see any forms of exercise that people like being taken up and people enjoying them and stuff. I think people are just promoting this because maybe it's trendy and it's new, which is good. And lots of people are trying it and enjoying it and seeing benefits, which is also great. But this doesn't mean that this is now like the godsend type of exercise that everyone needs to do. If you want to try it and you like it and you enjoy it, brilliant, that's great. If you try it and you don't enjoy it, or you, it's not for you, that's also fine. So I think people need to be aware of that as well.
Look, as you said, this kind of points to people looking for a starting point in exercise. I would imagine maybe they've tried everything else, or they're just looking for something new, as you said. So what tips would you have for people who are looking to get into exercising generally, whether it's this or something else?
Yeah, I just think it's really important to find something that you're going to enjoy and that you're going to potentially look forward to and not, let's say, be dreading. Something fun. It doesn't matter what type of exercise or movement you're doing, if it's dance, if it's swimming, if it's rowing, cycling, yoga. It actually doesn't matter, as long as it's something that you enjoy, that you'll look forward to. The one caveat I would put with that is it is important to do something that does elevate your heart rate. That is going to be probably the most beneficial type of movement for your health and your cardiovascular fitness. So this particular style of walking is built around getting your heart rate up for 3 minutes and then getting a break for 3 minutes. And that's great. But if you prefer just to go for a 20 minute jog where you're slightly breathless for the 20 minutes, that's also brilliant. That's perfect. So it doesn't have to be this specific method. Anything that gets your heart rate up that you enjoy, that you're going to feel good after, is the best thing for you.
Does the length of time we spend exercising matter, and how frequently we exercise? I know you're saying there it's whatever you enjoy, and getting the heart rate up, that's important. Do they play a part as well, or less so?
Yeah, so, well, our kind of the science basically says something is better than nothing. About 10 years ago, we used to believe that if you were doing something, it had to be at least 10 minutes in duration for it to, I suppose, have a beneficial effect. Something that was 10 minutes and it was of this moderate intensity. But actually, more recent research has shown that it doesn't even need to be 10 minutes. There's no limit. Like, if you literally do 30 seconds of something that gets your heart rate up, and maybe you do that, whatever, 3 or 4 times across the day, whatever it might be. And obviously, slowly building that up. But there's no like threshold that it has to be 10 minutes and then you start getting the benefits. So I would just say to everyone, wherever you're starting at, trying to add on a little bit more, even if it's as little as 1 minute, you're still doing better and you're still getting benefits immediately from doing that.
With walking, I feel like there's always a magic number of steps being bandied around that we need to be hitting. Is it 8,000? Is it 10,000? Is it 12,000? Like, is there a magic number? Is there a silver bullet? Or is it just, as you said, getting out, getting the time, getting the heart rate up?
No, like I know the 10,000 steps per day has been probably promoted for a good few years, but there's actually no scientific evidence to say 10,000 is this golden number. There is a little bit of research. Now, I've seen this study a few times and it was saying that like 7,000 steps was a good aim. But this study was particularly in kind of older women. So I don't think it's generalized to everyone. But my main recommendation would be for people to maybe just monitor, if you're interested in your steps, monitor what you do on a regular basis and then just maybe aim to increase it. So if your daily activity is literally 3,000 steps and then you're like, okay, I'm going to try and get that up to 4,000 by just standing up during my working day a little bit more, walking a little lap anytime I have to go to the toilet or the printer, all of that kind of stuff is better for you. And there is no golden number. And if you can just do a little bit more and maybe over time keep building on that, that is the best approach.
And look, with the weather like this, we've no excuse really, don't we?
Yeah, for
truly,
sure. Yes.
Truly.
Yeah.
Dr. Fiona Skelly, lecturer in physical activity and health, thank you so much for joining us on the show today.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.